Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Mommy OyoYo podcast. It's your girl, Berry Dakara, and I feel the need to say check, check, mic check, 1, 2, check, check. Oh gosh, if you grew up in Nigeria, then you know exactly what I am doing. I'm just checking the mic because it's been a long time. Ding ding, is this thing on? It is on. Anyways, welcome to the episode. This is episode 76, and today I'd like to talk about multi-generational living, which is something that has been on my mind for quite some time. About a month ago or so, I actually asked about it on social media. I asked on Threads. By the way, are you guys on Threads? But yeah, I asked on Threads and also on Instagram whether my fellow parents, like you, would ever consider living in the same house with your parents, as in the grandparents, because I've been thinking again about multi-generational living. And I got quite a number of responses, some of which were yes, immediately yes. Someone mentioned that they would only do it if they lived in a mansion where everyone has their own separate wings, right? And let's see, I had another response that said, yeah, I'll do it if it will not infringe on my privacy. And there were some others who said that they would definitely not do it because of unsolicited advice and 2 cents from their parents. Someone said, no, my mom and I clash way too much and it would honestly be hell. Another person said, I live with my mom, but she has recently started trying to reparent. So these are some of the responses that I got when I asked people if they would not mind living with their parents. Someone kind of flipped it around on me and said, with my own parents, yes, but with my in-laws, hell no. Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the Mommy OyoYo podcast. Mommy OyoYo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy OyoYo is your plug for real-life gist and experiences about being a mother, African style.
But before I go any further, let's really just go ahead and define what multi-generational living is. And it's right there in the name. It's multiple generations of a family living in the same house. So you have children, parents, grandparents, and sometimes even great grandparents. If you want to add a little bit of flavor, maybe aunties, uncles as well. And this kind of living situation is something that used to be pretty common back in the day. I know that it is something that is pretty traditional. So, cultures such as like African cultures, Latin American cultures, Asian cultures as well, and I'm gonna say maybe Arab cultures as well. I think that these are all cultures that had multi-generational living as the common thing. However, with the advent, I believe, of Westernization and modern living, people were then moving out of their hometowns, moving to bigger cities, moving to different countries, even continents, as you guys know. And so this type of living situation is not as common anymore. Although I will say that I think that it is beginning to come back into trend. Not like it's trendy, but it's beginning to happen more and more often these days. I'm going to share some of the reasons why it's becoming more and more common again in this day and age. And the first one really is about finances and being able to reduce housing costs per family. So in the case of, let's use me as an example, right? After I moved back from Nigeria to move back home here to Atlanta, I moved in with my parents. I moved into their house, and I've been here now. It's what, 2016 to now. It's been 7 years. Yes, it's been 7 years since I've been back, and I just haven't moved out. I do own a house. I own a property, but we decided to go ahead and rent it out. And a big part of me being at home was, you know, because of the financial burden of having to, you know, move out, pay rent, take care of, I guess, all of the things. You guys know all of the things that come with owning a house. And then being able to share bills and things. So for me, living at home with my parents definitely helps me out financially, helps them out financially as well. Another reason why people would gravitate towards multi-generational living is because of having a support system or being a support system. So in having a support system, what I mean is having your parents, or let's say it's your in-laws, having extended family members at home to help support you with raising your children. On the flip side, it's also supports that you are giving to the older generation, because they are getting older. They might be getting a little more frail or sick or something, and they just need that extra support. Sometimes it's physical. And, you know, I think that in African culture, at least, we don't really do like nursing homes or senior living centers. Like, you're kind of expected to take care of your parents. So when your parents get older, half the time they're moving back in with one of their children. So this is where, you know, that support system comes in. Not only are, you know, they being a support to you, but you're also being a support to them in their old age. Another pro of living in a multi-generational household is preserving culture, preserving traditions. I know that a lot of times there's this notion of, oh no, we need to move forward and you know, modern living and all of that, but there is still some things to be said about tradition. I believe that there's a way to take the best of tradition and fuse it with, you know, modern living. But what I mean by traditions would be things like speaking your native languages, cooking your traditional foods, telling stories from your culture, those kinds of things. Those are very, very invaluable, invaluable things that can be passed down to the younger generations when the older ones are at home and in close proximity. Another reason why multi-generational living happens is, you know, it's just the culture. Like I mentioned, in different parts of the world, like in Latin America, in Asia, in Africa, that's just the way things are. It's just when people, like I mentioned earlier, when they move out of their home bases, then that lack of closeness to your family begins to seep in. But at the end of the day, I believe that half of it is, you know, based on your culture. And then another reason why people would want to gravitate towards multi-generational living is, you know, just because they want to, for personal reasons, they want to be close to their families. I get a lot of messages from people who say that I'm very, very lucky to have, you know, most of my family here in the States with me. Like, my parents are right here. My sister lives 5 minutes away. My cousin lives, you know, another 5 minutes away. And to be honest, it's it's pretty awesome, I should say. When I bought, or rather, when I started thinking about buying the house that I do own, the plan was for me to move out, right? That was the plan. Before that, though, so the way my parents' house is, it's a duplex, there's a basement as well, and in the basement there's an apartment. And for a little bit of time, I considered moving with Coco to the basement. And when I brought it up with my parents, you will not believe that my parents kind of protested. They're like, ah, why do you want to move to the basement? Coco's going to be too far away from us. I'm like, excuse me, but we're in the same house. They're like, yeah, but the basement is too far. Like, how is Coco going to, like, at the time, whenever she would wake up in the morning, the first thing she would do is go straight to their bedroom and go say hi to her grandma and grandpa, you know. And they're like, if she wakes up in the morning, then how is she going to come straight to our room? I'm like, she will climb the stairs. It's just two flights of stairs. No big deal. They're like, no. Going to the basement is too far. Oh my gosh. Suffice it to say, we didn't move into the basement. We clearly didn't move into the house that I own. But there is still that possibility, though, of doing either or buying a second house and maybe moving out. I will say this, though. So I'm the first child. I'm the Ada of the house. I'm half Igbo. Let me put that out there. But this thing of, like, parents getting older, like the grandparents getting older, because I live with my parents, I see that happening. They're not frail or they're not sick or any of that, and I thank God for that. But it does bug me a little bit when I start to think about, you know, my parents are getting older. Is it really wise for me to move out of the house? I don't know. Another aspect that I want to bring into this discussion is that I think it's kind of easier for me to talk about, oh yeah, the pros of multi-generational living because I'm a single mom, right? If I didn't get divorced, I highly doubt that we would still be living with my parents. We would definitely have gotten our own place. If I get married again, I would be moving out of this house. So I think it's worth it to note that my situation as a single mom kind of gives me more of an incentive to live at home with my parents. Now, this is not to say that there aren't challenges. Like I mentioned, some of the responses that I got when I asked people if they wouldn't mind living with their parents, I did get quite a number of no's, and some of them mentioned that they don't have a good relationship with their parents, that they have toxic relationships with their family members. And I will say that I guess I'm speaking from a place of privilege because my parents and I, we get along more often than not. I would say like 95% of the time, like, there's no issue. There were times where, listen, we're all adults. We all have our own ways of doing things. We have disagreements, right? And there were times when the relationship was kind of fraught. In fact, let me even just come out and say it. One of the catalysts of me buying the house that I own was because my dad and I were like going at it. And I was just like, you know what? Nah, I'm an adult. and I have to do this. What is all this? In fact, I'm buying this house. I'm leaving. And then at the end of the day, I didn't leave. By then, like, we had made up and things were a little bit better. But I do acknowledge that some people don't have close relationships with their family members. And so it would be a very, 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 very tough sell for them to move in and do multi-generational living. Another con of multi-generational living would be a lack of privacy, or rather, less privacy. Let's not say a lack of privacy, because you can still get it, but less privacy than you are used to if you lived by yourself, or if you just lived, you know, with your children and spouses. Like, depending on the number of rooms in the house, depending on how big the house is, it would be pretty easy for people to be in everybody else's faces and in everybody else's business. And as adults, that can get very challenging, especially if you are more of, you know, an independent person and like to keep things to yourself. I will say that I have wondered, like, when I start, you know, properly dating, what is that going to look like for me while living in my parents' house? That's something that I've wondered about. Of course, being in each other's spaces can lead to conflict. And if you all have different, you're all going to have different personalities, right? And if your relationships are not the best, then resolving conflict can be a huge challenge. Like, I've heard of families where, you know, the silent treatment is how they resolve issues, or sweeping things under the rug and not really resolving what the issue is. I've heard of families where, like, they're going to scream and yell at the top of their lungs to, you know, get their point across. And to be honest, just living in any of those kinds of situations is not the best for any party in the house, whether it's the children, whether it's the parents, whether it's the grandparents. Just living in that kind of environment can get, I think it can get, maybe not depressing, but it can weigh on your mental faculties. Another challenge in multi-generational living would be cultural clashes, or should I even say maybe generational clashes, because the way our parents grew up is not exactly the way we have grown up, which is not the way our children are growing up, right? So what may have flown in our parents' generation probably doesn't fly now. I'll give an example. You know, in our parents' generation, the men primarily were the breadwinners. They were the ones at home, right? Whereas the women stayed, they were the ones at work, going to the office, whereas the women were at home taking care of the children. That was kind of the norm. And then as our generation was growing up, it's more of, no, the men should not stay home, but the men should be more involved with the children, right? So let's say, give an example, let's say that you have your in-laws living with you, or maybe even your own parents living with you as a mom, and they notice that your husband, let's say you're married, your husband is back from work and he's helping you in the house or washing dishes or helping with cooking or whatever. If your parents are more traditional, then they might feel like, okay, well, why is she making him, you know, do household chores? Or why is she the one that's going to work? Or just little things like this that, you know, are just different between generations. Just that can be a challenge. And then another, one of the last reasons I'm going to point out why multi-generational living might be challenging is just, you know, a lack of independence. there might be a situation, or there could be a situation where you feel like, well, because, so for someone like me, I live in my parents' house. Someone from the outside might say that, well, you're not really independent. You still live in your parents' house. In fact, I did have a therapist from way back when, maybe like five and a half years ago, that said to me that as long as I lived in my parents' house, they would never see me as a full adult. In fact, this therapist actually told me that he thinks I should move out of Georgia. Not just move out of the house, but move out of the state so that my parents can see me as a fully grown, independent adult. And I'm like, okay, but I have lived outside of their house before. Yes, I'm back now, but I don't really get that correlation. And to be fair, that therapist was an American, a white American man, which of course they see things a little bit differently. But there is that perception that because I'm here, then I'm not independent, because I'm not paying for my own house. I'm not paying like all the bills and all of that. There is that perception. But there are things that we can do for those of us who live in multi-generational homes or might get into a multi-generational living situation. There are some things that we can do to help with any of the challenges. So first of all, we need to set clear expectations. I know, it might not go over too well with the older generations, but you still kind of have to just do that, you know, where we're setting expectations about, you know, how are we going to share household work, if we're going to share household work, how are we going to share our spaces, who has which space, who gets dibs on the TV, who is doing laundry. You have to talk about who is paying for what. These are difficult conversations, but necessary conversations that need to be had. You also need to be able to communicate openly and have open, calm, clear discussions, especially when any issues arise. Like I mentioned earlier, there can be conflict, right? But you need to be able to resolve those conflicts in a mature manner. And yes, again, I acknowledge that a lot of people may not have a good relationship with their parents, aka the grandparents. So it would be tougher in those circumstances. However, just having the ability to be able to be transparent and communicate and respect each other's boundaries, that's very, very important. You all need to be able to respect each other's boundaries, you know. Everyone needs a personal space, number one. And then number two, it's a community of adults, right? Living together. It would be hard for me to just sit back if I was trying to parent Coco and maybe give her a disciplinary measure, and then my parents come and override it. It would be like, okay, wait, hang on a second. I'm her parent, right? And she kind of needs to listen. No, she should listen to me. But if the grandparents are coming in and like vetoing everything, then that would be a problem. That would be a challenge. And that would be one of the discussions that need to be had about, you know, respecting boundaries. Another way I think that people can kind of navigate through living in a multi-generational house would be agreeing to disagree. I'm a big agreeer to disagree. Is that even a word? I don't know. Listen, you guys get my point. We are not going to agree on everything. Okay, that's just simple, the simple truth. We're all adults, we all have our opinions, we all have our own mind and everything. We are not going to agree on everything. It's either we come to a compromise or we just agree to disagree. I'm fine with it. Some others may not be, but that's just kind of how you have to deal with it. So yeah, those are just some tips for making multi-generational living work. Would be, again, setting clear expectations, open communication, respecting each other's boundaries, and just finding ways to compromise and reducing conflict. So I hope this episode has been quite informational for you. I hope you've learned something from it. And I thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode. So if you enjoyed listening to this episode, another episode that I think that you'll enjoy would be episode 69, where I talked about how it takes a village to raise a child. Another episode I think that you will enjoy is episode 43, where I talked about raising African children in the UK. And also episode 18, where I spoke with my cousin about growing up African in America. And finally, episode 6, where I talked about the Omugwo experience. So I hope you guys enjoy listening to these other episodes, and I will catch you next time. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast, real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com, and feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.